Tuesday, September 25th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. According to Bloomberg News, only 1,430 out of 122,000 retail fuel stations nationwide sold E15. E15 cannot be sold through the black nozzles to non-flex fuel vehicles from June 1st to September 15th without the vapor waiver that E10 has from the EPA. It will be difficult to expand sales of ethanol through E15 unless retail fuel stations can sell it year-round. The petroleum industry knows that and has been using its considerable influence within the Trump administration and EPA to see to it that the E15 vapor waiver has been idling in bureaucratic purgatory. Trump announced on May 8th in the Oval Office that he was going to approve E15. They continually announced that it will happen soon. The roadblock was that he wants something from the ethanol industry to give to refiners first before he keeps that promise. You have to listen closely to comments about E15 from the likes of Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue to get the nuances of the deal that they are demanding. The White House has told USDA to talk to the corn growers and ethanol people to find out something that they're willing to concede to retailers to get the E15 vapor waiver. The corn growers and ethanol industry already believe that they had 2.25 billion gallons of RIN waivers stolen from the RFS by Trump, and the idea of conceding something else was absolutely absurd and insulting. Trump wants to be able to announce the E15 vapor waiver before the midterm election and stand up and brag to farmers how he followed through on his promise. Like so many things with Trump that he promises you, it is not a good rendition of what you actually get. Those 2.25 billion gallons of RIN waivers given to petroleum refiners should have been good for 10 E15 waivers, but he still wants something more. Trump has been good at setting fires and then coming in acting like the fireman, wanting all the credit for putting it out. 2.25 billion gallons of RIN waivers granted to refiners was one heck of a five-alarm fire, and it would take more than the E15 vapor waiver to put it out. The lack of need by refiners to blend ethanol to comply with the RFS, despite the market incentive to do so, is showing up in the weak ethanol fuel market. Given cheap corn and relatively high-priced fuel at the pump, ethanol plants should be rocking, making money, but they are instead idling plants because of poor margins. They are still promising that the E15 vapor waiver is coming in spite of having delayed the process enough to miss last summer's market. The EPA launched a website that tracks RIN prices, making the process more transparent. That would be good for all, but doesn't change the score. Grassley summed it up saying, "We ain't going to be played for a sucker, and that is what they are trying to do." I agree that that is what they are trying to do, but I'm not confident at all that they will not win because they are winning. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. 14% of soybeans were harvested nationally, which beat last year at 8%. Illinois is that pocket that has gotten less rain, leading the soybean harvest. Planting is well advanced ahead of normal in Brazil, which will speed their early crop. 16% of the corn harvest was done versus 11% on average. USDA should have considerable harvest data for the October report. That is also when they typically adjust harvested acreage, which should come down for both corn and soybeans next month due to the flood-lost acres. The fact that USDA did not pass the full increase in corn production from the high yield onto the carryover was a vote of confidence in corn demand. There are 6% more cattle on feed, and the hog report should confirm more hogs, while U.S. corn is very competitive in the export market. The weak spot for corn demand is ethanol. Unleaded gas has gone up, while ethanol is not, with the spot spread widening to 80 cents a gallon. The market is screaming for refiners to blend ethanol, but with RIN waivers, they don't have to, and it is not their product. Trump RFS policy did this. Ethanol plants should be rocking rather than idling. We have had farm bills pass both the House and the Senate, and they are working on reconciliation and conference committee. It is not going well, primarily over far differing versions of the SNAP program, with the House version having tougher work requirements. Trump says he favors that version. There is no way that version will pass the Senate, so we are seeing a stalemate for the farm bill in committee. The midterm election could tip the balance. Technically, the 2014 farm bill expires September 30th, so they may have to pass an extension. The shallow loss coverage protection in the current versions of the farm bill were not designed for the deeper losses that Trump trade wars are producing, so the farm bill as currently written is mismatched to current circumstances even before it is enacted. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.